Hi there, my name is Teresa Anderson and I'm your spiritual guide. In a few moments, I'm going to be leading you through a guided meditation and visualization that is about exploring three human intelligence centers. We function through three different centers of intelligence. There is the head thinking intelligence center, the body sensation intelligence center, and the heart emotion intelligence center. We each move in and out of these three centers in our day-to-day lives. Yet each of us has a dominant center that we operate primarily from. Many people may not be that conscious about which of the three intelligence centers they are most dominant in. I invite you to come and experience all three intelligence centers and to be open to expanding your level of awareness about each of them as you connect to your own experiences and gather more information about your own dominant operating system. Getting to know yourself is a lifelong process and journey. So now, in order to prepare you further for this guided meditation and visualization, make sure that you're not driving a vehicle or operating any machinery. You'll want to find a space where you know you're not going to be interrupted for the next 20 minutes or so. This is a good time to turn off any cell phones or electronics. As you explore this guided visualization, I invite you to be curious and to trust yourself. If you receive anything, like impressions or hunches or new perceptions about something, know too that it's also okay if you feel you don't perceive very much. Things may bubble up after the visualization, and I encourage you to be curious and open as they do. Remember that you can come back and listen to this meditation as often as you would like. So now, find a relaxing space, and if you need to take a minute to find yourself a space, then pause this, and when you're ready, start the podcast right here, where we will continue. So once you are in a relaxing space, make yourself comfortable. For example, you can sit up or lay down, you just don't want to fall asleep. And I invite you now to close your eyes and just listen to my voice. And begin noticing your breathing. There's no special way to breathe. Just breathe and notice as you are breathing, you are becoming more and more relaxed. Trust that you will remember what you need to during this exploration. You can make notes after the experience if you would like. If you haven't already done so, now close your eyes. You find yourself approaching a large building that's in the shape of a triangle. The building is quite beautiful in its simplistic geometric shape and form. The building is green in color, and there's a multitude of gorgeous shrubs. There's also flowering trees with blossoms of pink and white that surround the building. The sign above the main entrance reads, "Welcome to the Three Centers of Intelligence Building." Next, you are greeted by Carmen, who will be your guide today. Carmen explains that we all function and utilize all three of the centers of intelligence. However, we all have a dominant center of intelligence that we operate our lives from mostly, whether we are currently aware of that or not. Each center's function has its own unique characteristics, and no center of intelligence is better or worse than the other two. Before Carmen brings you into the building to start your three-room exploration, she invites you to check in with yourself and to ask yourself, typically, where do you believe you live your life from? Is it from your head center, your heart center, or your gut-body center? In other words, do you respond mostly to your life from your head, your heart, or from gut reactions? If you think you know the answer to that, then you can place a hand either on your head area, your heart, or your gut area. If you don't think you know which center of intelligence is dominant with you, that's totally okay. Just see if you can give yourself permission during this exploration to open yourself up to explore all of these three centers of intelligence. And then through this process, you might find you've gathered some intel that serves to give you more clues about your dominant center that you operate mostly from. Next, Carmen explains that in this building, you will explore three very different environments. The head center of intelligence room is where the focus of attention will be on thoughts and thought processes, such as analysis and strategies and systematic processes. In the body center of intelligence room, the focus of attention will be on sensations and bodily experiences. Then in the heart center of intelligence room, the focus of attention will be on emotions and feelings, as well as the energy of connection, heart to heart. Carmen invites you to explore today with curiosity and playfulness. Next, she shows you something off to the left, and next you follow Carmen to the left and you're taken into the first exploration room, which is the body center of intelligence room. This room is outfitted with interesting sensory features, and Carmen points to a wall to your left, and you start to notice that the wall looks quite different than anything you've seen before. Perhaps you're drawn by the plush, thick-looking material that's on the wall. As you move to get a closer look, your hand automatically reaches out to touch and feel this unique wall covering, and its texture seems very different. What can you sense and feel now as you begin to move your fingers, palm, and then hand across the wall covering? As you're doing this, you're becoming aware of a scent being released from the wall. Somehow, your touch has activated the scent from the wall. As your nose and nostrils start to breathe in this aroma, what do you start to notice and sense? What is your sense of smell informing you about? Can you smell a specific smell? This room has been programmed to provide you with a smell from your past that you liked and made you feel relaxed. As you take this in for a few more moments, Carmen asks you if you can now focus on the sensory experience of noticing your own breathing, the expanding and contraction of your chest as you track yourself breathing now in and out. Can you feel your own breath more distinctly now? Next, you move towards a chair and you sit down. And as your back and your hips make contact with this chair, what sensations do you start to notice in your body now? Are there any micro movements that you need to make to adjust so that you're more comfortable in this chair? As you're settling in, Carmen brings you a nice foot bath for you to experience next. As you take a couple of deep breaths and you take off your socks, you're invited to place your feet in the water. Is there a sensation that you start to notice as soon as your feet are put into the water? Does the water feel soothing against your skin? Is the temperature of the water to your liking? Just being aware of body sensations and how things feel against your body can be important information. As you're soaking your feet, Carmen offers that in general, those people who are a dominant body type like to be hands-on in their life. They like and need to touch, smell, listen, see, or taste things. It's their way of processing things in their world. Next, you're brought an array of things to taste from a platter. You might like some things that are savory, or maybe you favor some sweet morsels, or maybe it's spicy food that you prefer. It's all there for you to choose from, and as you begin to taste some favorite bits and bites, can you sense the different textures with any of your senses? What is online for you right now? Is it touch, taste, smell, or is it really all about a visual feast for you? Carmen explains that body center people, they tend to very quickly respond to events and situations instinctively. They have gut reactions. It's as if they know what they need to do and then they jump into action very quickly and instinctively. Sometimes body center people might feel like they have an inner compass that guides them. They may feel gut reactions to things or other bodily sensations that alert them and guide them into action and reaction. Because all of us experience all three centers regardless of our dominant center of intelligence, you may want to ask yourself, can you remember a time recently where you went into action quickly? And can you describe a time when you had a strong gut reaction to someone or something? And what was the sensation or impression around that that you remember? What did you know in that moment that you needed to do instinctively and immediately? You can even think about this after you leave this space and write notes later. Next, Carmen guides you into the second exploration room, where you enter into the head center intelligence room. As soon as you enter this room, you notice on the wall to your right, the thought that you were just thinking right now in your head suddenly appears written on the wall. You notice with each thought you are having right now, it appears on the wall one thought after another. Carmen explains that this is a special room that is equipped with special thought capturing devices that can track your thoughts as they're happening live inside your head. For this moment, can you remember a typical thought or thought loop that you have frequently? And if so, can you detect any patterns or themes here? Just be curious. You might be surprised about what you think about regularly. Taking stock of this might give you some new information about how you operate out of your head intelligence center. Know that there are techniques and ways available to you to learn about that can help you to work through and help you to dissolve things like a limiting belief. The work of Byron Katie is one such resource, and you can research her once you leave this space. If you think you are a dominant head center of intelligence person, then you comprehend reality mainly through thoughts, and it's where reason and logic rule. We all have thousands of thoughts a day, but people who are dominant head types seem to flow and flow with them. Have you ever pondered the idea of a thought sanitizer? Perhaps as a bit of an experiment, see if you can come up with a way to track and then analyze how many thoughts you might have in a minute or in a 5-minute period on any given day for at least a week. Then, as part of the experiment, you might want to check in and see if you have any certain thought loops that dangle and catch your attention. Perhaps there might be some beliefs that you can track, and if you're thinking it's time to let go of some of them that are no longer working for you, there are resources to help you with that. Just be curious and see if you can become more of an observer of your own thoughts even after you leave this space. For now, Carmen invites you to think about what you might have learned along the way in your life, like a technique or a practice that has helped you in the past to move through stuck thoughts or thought loops. If you're interested in expanding your capacity for getting out of stuck mental places and to open up the ability to brainstorm new solutions to sticky or tricky situations in your life, Carmen invites you to try this. For a moment, try to imagine yourself receiving a gentle but powerful bright light zap on the top of your head. The zap is infused with inspiration and new possibilities for life going forward. As well, you could set an intention to become more open to receiving positive power words, phrases, and mantras. Maybe you want to create a power word mantra after you leave this space that you could read aloud to yourself each day. Maybe you're ready and interested to eliminate some words from your vocabulary. By changing your vocabulary, specifically the use of the following terms and all that they imply, the words blame, deserve, guilt, fair, and fault, if you cut those 5 words from your vocabulary, both in your private thoughts and in your communication with others, you will notice almost immediately that it's far more difficult to fall into negative thought patterns. Try eliminating at least one of these words from your vocabulary. Try this experiment and come to some of your own conclusions through analysis and deduction about what you end up learning. This is a powerful teaching, and you may want to listen to this again and also write some notes or journal later on. Carmen catches your eye next and guides you to the center of the room. Here you see a book on the table, and it has your name written on it in bold gold letters. As you approach the table, the book opens up to a chapter titled, How to Solve a Sticky Situation to Reach a Better Outcome for All Involved. When you open up the book, you see on the blank page words starting to form, and you see what appears is this quote, Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in the grass, the world is too full to think about, by Rumi. Reading this quote out loud during a time you come up against a stalemate or a challenge with another person, for example, might serve to give you a softened perspective. You might be able to take a time out in order to think, reflect, and make a space for something fresh to come into your life and into the situation. Next, you're guided towards the heart intelligence room. Before you open the door to the room, Carmen asks you to look down towards your feet. There you see your feet have activated a bold red heart symbol. As you stop to take this in, you are aware now of a heartbeat pulse coming from the heart symbol, and it's starting to be felt by you first through your feet, then up into your legs, and notice as it moves up and all over your body. Can you feel this heartbeat now finding its place in your heart chest area? As this new heart energy merges with your own heart energy, can you feel the merging of these two hearts together? Can you feel this connection? Then, as you're feeling your own heartbeat, your guide, Carmen, directs you next to look at the door knocker before you. As you look at the door, your guide explains that the door and the door knocker are made up of the heartwood of a tree. And when you knock on the door three times, Carmen says it will activate and serve to open up your own heart center further in order for you to feel more grounded and connected to yourself as you explore this room. So you knock on the door three times and the door opens and you enter the room where you notice that the room is cozy and warm like a hug. And while everything in it seems to have a heartfelt resonance and a feel to it. Maybe this life force heart center energy reminds you that we as humans need our physical hearts in order to live. And we are also reminded of the many values and meanings each of us could list regarding the heart as a symbol and a metaphor in our lives. You may want to take stock of what you feel about that after you leave this space. Next, you're drawn to come closer to the fireplace and hearth. It's there where you see a string of brightly colored paper hearts strung across the mantle of the fireplace. As you look at the string of gorgeous paper hearts, what starts to appear is an image of a beloved pet or a person whom it is easy for you to love. As you stand before this image, can you notice if your eye gaze feels soft? Can you feel your eyes wanting to catch the gaze of this pet or this person before you? Can you feel your own heart center opening and expanding more now to connect to the heart center of the other? Can you feel a heart-to-heart connection and energy flowing between the two of you? Carmen explains we all utilize this heart intelligence center, and we can all learn how to become more present and to cultivate the ability to attend to ourselves and to others in more connecting ways. Having soft, engaging eye contact can be a powerful heart practice to do with people. Giving our attention and our focus helps us to hear and listen effectively. Heart center intelligence types like to understand others and to be understood. Dominant heart types feel things directly. Next, you come up to three mirrors on the wall. In the first mirror, you see a person whom you love and respect, and they are validating something about you that you've done, or a quality that is unique about you, or a project or creative endeavor that has made your heart sing. And they are mirroring back to you now, and they want you to know that they see you and validate your many efforts, and they are proud of what you have accomplished, and they want you to be proud of your own self. The first panel reflected how you feel when someone really gets and understands you or where you are coming from. Take that mirrored reflection in for a moment. The second panel mirror on the wall shows you a piece of feedback that you received from someone that really made you feel seen and heard at an important crossroad in your life. As you get this glimpse or this memory before you, know that you can journal about it even after you leave this space. Next, you move over to the third panel mirror. And this third panel mirror reflects a personal mantra or a positive affirmation that makes you feel good about you and serves to lift your spirits emotionally. Perhaps you can feel these positive words touch your heart. Or maybe you want to create a new personal mantra once you leave this space. As you prepare to leave this space, you thank Carmen, and she gives you a little box with a few mementos from your time here today. You are given a small piece of the fuzzy wallpaper and an aromatherapy bottle of your favorite scent to remind you about your body and sensory center of intelligence. Then you also see in the box there's a resource list to remind you of a few things you may want to ponder and weigh out, or perhaps research later from what you experienced in the head intelligence room. You also see in the box a heart-shaped voice recorder that has the sound of your own heartbeat, and your heartbeat sounds so beautiful and strong. You also see there is a string of paper hearts to remind you of how you are connected to certain people, places, and things. You say goodbye now to Carmen, and you thank all of the rooms for what you have experienced and received here today. So for the next few moments, I invite you to relax and take a couple more deep breaths. And when it feels right, you can start to wiggle your toes and your fingers. And start to open your eyes and get back into a seated position. And I want to thank you so very much for spending some of your time with me. And until next time, I wish you well.